Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I have no objection to laying over number 12. They do have a facilities report on item 12, and I really would like to get an update on where we are on that. Is there any chance of getting at least a discussion of that one little piece before we lay it over?
Could we just have the department meet with you and discuss that issue with you after the meeting or at your convenience?
Julie Esch is here. I think it's a topic that everyone's interested in.
No, I prefer the whole thing together. And she can meet with you after the meeting.
I'm allowed to talk to Julie Esch again? Because at one point I was told I can't talk to Julie Esch about this.
Who told you that?
Julie Esch was ordered not to talk to me about the facilities piece. I can talk to you now, correct? Thank you.
Okay.
This committee can normally get all the information they need
there were some allegations, et cetera, being made, thrown around. Couldn't talk to Julie Esch.
Thank you. Okay. Right. Let's continue to item 13. Could you read that item, Madam Clerk?
She can talk to me now. That's easy.
From the Director, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding Milwaukee County in our 216 stormwater permit. This also is going to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment. This is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Can you please state your name and make your comments?
Yes, I'm Tim Detzer. I'm an environmental engineer with the Department of Administrative Services. And Milwaukee County has a permit to discharge stormwater into waters of the state, which we've had since 2006. Every year we're required to submit an annual report to the DNR, and that annual report is required to be given to the county board for their review or their just to be apprised of the report. So that's the purpose.
Could you give us a summary, a highlight of the report?
Sure. Basically, the report outlines what Milwaukee County has done over the course of the last year in terms of fulfilling our permit requirements. In 2011, the report this report actually is the first time the report has had this format. We've typically had a written narrative, and the DNR has requested this report for the first time. Would you like me to go over the specifics of the report, or?
I would say that the highlights of the report, just general summary, and if committee members then have any questions, they'll be glad to ask them.
Okay. Members of the committee, the report is set up into certain categories that the permit requires. Section A it involves public involvement, education, and outreach. The report outlines what Milwaukee County has done in that regard. In 2011, Milwaukee County has started becoming involved in different large permitting groups, such as the Menominee River Group Public Education or the Menominee River Group, which basically, instead of having a specific permit for one municipality, they're having a larger group permit for larger watersheds. And so the county has entered into basically negotiations with the DNR in regards to that. And in order to not do the same sort of educational thing over and over, Milwaukee County has made a contribution to the education committee of that organization to do a multimedia public education program. Along the same lines in public education outreach, Milwaukee County has done design guidelines for the redesign of parking lots to be more green that Milwaukee County engineers use when we redo the parking lots. Then if we want to continue to Section B, the illicit discharge detection elimination program, Milwaukee County has a program required by the permit that detects and eliminates illicit discharges to the storm sewer. That would be sanitary connections to the storm sewer or other practices such as dumping of soap. Basically, The report outlines what has happened in regard to that. There were no illicit discharges or connections found in 2011. There was one illicit discharge where soap bubbles were found in an outfall, but they were not traced back to any one specific practice. For section C and D, construction site pollution control and post-construction stormwater management, Milwaukee County doesn't do anything in this regard in terms of the permit. The Milwaukee County defers to municipalities within Milwaukee County, which have ordinances for these sites, and the Department of Natural Resources has deemed this acceptable, that basically when we do work in different municipalities, we follow their ordinances. Pollution prevention, there are certain categories within that we do, which in terms of include street sweeping, catch basin cleaning, the implementation of SWPs, which are stormwater pollution prevention plans for all county facilities that have like DPW yards. In 2011, this includes now McKinley Marina. The Department of Natural Resources has decided to group marinas into facilities that have to have these SWPs. For the planned activities in pollution prevention for next year, we're hoping to we're hoping to implement a catch basin dewatering system that would enable us to clean more catch basins and pay less for the water that's taken out of those. The material that would come out of the catch basin systems would sit and become dewatered, and then we could take those to a licensed landfill.
Right then. Any questions from committee members? Supervisor Rosa?
Do you do anything different with the city of South Milwaukee? And the reason I raise that, I think they're the only municipality that does not have the MMSD servicing them. Am I correct in that?
I believe that's correct.
And, you know, what's interesting is South Milwaukee, one-fourth of their land mass is either Oak Creek Parkway or Grand Park. So a full one-fourth of the city of South Milwaukee is within the jurisdiction of Milwaukee County. And it has concerned me with regard to some of the damages to Seven Bridges, the ravine, the slumping slopes of Grand Park, that we are not perhaps getting more attention paid to some of that, especially since South Milwaukee does not have MMSD. Do you in any way treat South Milwaukee differently because they are different? Is there something different in this report? Should we be doing something? I guess I have a lot of questions around that. And I could certainly meet with you individually, but if you could just generally answer that question.
Sure. Well, this in regards to this permit, this is for Milwaukee County discharging to waters of the state for stormwater. We would treat South Milwaukee the same as any other municipality within Milwaukee County, because the fact that they're not on MMSD's sanitary system, that it's not really related to the stormwater issue. Although I would agree with you that the rivers and the erosion that's created by stormwater is a problem. I mean, in South Milwaukee, as it is in any community.
Actually, South Milwaukee's stormwater water removal system is the Oak Creek. That's my understanding. Especially in the older section, stormwater is carried to the Oak Creek, and that is their removal system. So I would ask you to look at that. I'm actually waiting for Parks and the City of South Milwaukee to address some of that, but I think there is some attention that needs to be paid there.
I'd be happy to discuss it.
Appreciate it.
Any other questions from committee? All right. Thank you very much for your report. Madam Clerk, I